Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, even the stones will cry out." There we have it. Easter is coming next week. Crazy, right? I think I say that every year. Like, it just comes around so fast, doesn't it? So fast. And I'm sure there may be a few of us here who've had a sneaky Easter egg already. No? Oh, you're all good people. Okay, just me. Or maybe a hot cross bun. Has anyone had a hot cross bun? Yeah, love a good hot cross bun. There's so many varieties now, eh? But the classic is always good. But it's great to be together today and celebrate and remember this special, really important time of year, remembering today, Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem as Messiah on a donkey. Not a big part of the story, but I hope the donkey got back to its owners. Anyhow, so Jesus was coming to his people that day as a king. Kings were known to ride into cities in triumph after they had won a big battle, after a heroic win. Hey, that's sort of the usual way. And they would be honoured and celebrated by their people for all that they'd done, for the amazing heroic win they had had in battle. So Jesus was coming as the Messiah. He was deliberately coming in this moment as their king. And this fulfilled like a really ancient prophecy from Zechariah 9, where Israel was told to rejoice and shout aloud, the king was coming to them on a donkey, righteous, humble, and having salvation. And the crowds were there for it, right? I thought it would be sort of like Newtown Festival or like Cuba Duper that's on this weekend. It'd be really loud. It would have been busy. It would have been full of excitement. There would have been so much going on. Kids excited, people going everywhere. They were really there to embrace Jesus. But it would have been all this excitement, this busyness. And I thought, what's a Wellington way to imagine it? Cuba Duper, Newtown Festival, like just that busy buzz, that really excited feel. They were super excited about all of this. They spread their cloaks or their things on the ground, and they spread like a red carpet treatment. You know, like the celebrities don't want to walk on the normal ground, and like the kings in those times would have had the cloaks on the ground because it was a sign of honouring them. It was like a red carpet treatment. It was giving them the honour. And they're waving the palm branches around like crazy. They're exclaiming, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And this comes from Psalm 118. And it was like a ritual for people who came on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And it was coming normally for a festival, and they would have been coming for Passover because that was what they're about to celebrate. So they were welcoming Jesus in that way, welcoming him to Jerusalem, being praised and welcomed and put on the highest place for what he had done, like in his earthly ministry. And the disciples were really, really excited about that. They cheered him on. They were really hoping for this king, a Messiah who would overthrow the Roman rule, right? They were looking for the classic king who was going to come through, change it all with military might and power, who would restore Israel back to them. And this really would have looked like the moment that it was going to happen. It would have been like the culmination of all that were happening. The disciples probably would have been like, yes, he's done these miracles. He's like stood up to the Pharisees. He's done so many things. And they would have been like, the day has finally come. This is what we've been waiting for. They would have been like, yes, he's our guy. He's ready to take over. But Jesus came as a different king, hey. And he came for a different kingdom. Riding on a donkey signified peace. It signified humility. We're going to have a picture up here. It would have been like King Charles ditching the carriage or a fancy car. They often had like Land Rovers and fancy carriages. It would be like, this is AI, clearly, Charles and Camilla coming in a Suzuki Swift down the Mall in London. It would have been like them, like, hey guys, we're going humble, going in Suzuki Swift. That's like what Jesus was coming like. It was coming in his way as the king. But it would not, like Debbie said, it would not have been what they were expecting. It would have been really different to the expectations that people had in that moment. Because Jesus was coming to them as he was. He was coming to them as the Messiah that he was, and not in the way that they had hoped or expected. And as today, us in 2026, as we take time to reflect on what Palm Sunday means and this Holy Week that we step into leading up to Easter, we too may find ourselves at times perplexed or confused in the way that Jesus works. We might be like the crowd on that day and the disciples who may have certain like expectations of what Jesus will do and who he is and how he will work in our lives and in the world around us, really. We might think, why didn't Jesus do it like that? Why didn't he step in? Why did we have to wait? Or we could look around at situations around the world and think, why isn't this changing? Why isn't something more happening? It's like the game with the presents. That was kind of fun, wasn't it? And it was like the game of the presents. There were certain expectations. I reckon people went, oh, yeah. Or you might have been onto it and seen a big box and think it's going to be a little present. But you would have been like, oh, it's nice wrapping. It's all set up nicely. I'm going to get such a great gift. And then poor Cora got a peg. But it's sort of that same thought of expectations. Hey, we look at things in our lens and how we interpret things and have sort of expectation on how things are going to play out or how it's going to work in our life. But Jesus is always about the work of the Father, isn't he? Then, way back then and now, he's still about the work of the Father, about the business of the kingdom of God. He has the whole plan in mind. He has the whole plan. We see these little segments we have the little pieces of the puzzle, but Jesus sees the whole picture. He went to the cross. He took on the sin and shame of the world just a week after this triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And he defeated death and rose again. Amen. And it's because of this that we can always have hope. He may not work in the ways that we expect or understand sometimes, but Jesus is still the king bringing about the kingdom of God. And as we come to a close, I know you're probably like, Rochelle, you've hardly spoke, but it's really just to wrap up this beautiful Sunday and all of this that has tied into these thoughts. As we come to a close this morning, I just want us to reflect on a few questions. Seems like the theme today, doesn't it? Questions. And they're really simple, or they seem really simple, but they can be quite profound. So one of them is, do you know Jesus as your king? Do you know Jesus as your king? Would we like to journey closer with Jesus today? Would we love to know more of our king today and journey closer with him? Another thought to take away this morning, what changes when we think of Jesus as a king? What changes in our life situations when we have that lens, when we think of Jesus as still the king? How does that change how we approach things? How does it make us feel about situations? And something that Debbie and Jordan have echoed today, as the crowds came all those years ago when they were coming to Jerusalem and Jesus was there on the donkey, they laid down their cloaks, they laid down the branches as a signal of respect and honour to God. What are we laying down before Jesus today? In this week leading up to Easter, is there something that Jesus is asking of us to lay down for him today? Just those thoughts. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing. But I encourage you to take, might not be all these questions, but maybe one of them has stood out to you, or maybe a couple, just to reflect on as we move into this season of Holy Week leading up to Easter. Do you know Jesus as your King? Would you like to journey closer? Do you want to keep knowing Jesus more? And I know that is our heart this morning. And when we remember and when we know Jesus is the King, how does that change how we face situations when we remember that Jesus is the King? And is there something in this lead up to Easter that we want to lay down before Jesus today? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he came to this world. He came as a baby, grew as a man. He was the example for us. We thank you for this day that he rode into Jerusalem, showing us who he is and the King that he is, the King of the kingdom of God. We just pray this morning as we ponder this week, these days leading up to Easter, we just pray that you would speak to us, you would reveal to us more about you. We just pray that we want to grow closer to you, Jesus. You are our King. May we see that and help us to journey in that and in how we view things when we view you as the King. And we just pray if there's anything that we are to lay down today in honor of you, for you, that you just bring that to our attention, God. Just encourage us, challenge us through these questions and other ways that you always do in this week leading to Easter, because we just want to know you more, to love you more, and to journey closer with you, because you are our King. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.